The basics of financial health aren't complicated, and they're pretty much the same, no matter who you are or your level of wealth. They are even the same whether you're talking about a person, a family, a company, or a country. Save now and invest for the future. Spend reasonable amounts of money to enjoy life and accomplish your goals, but spend less than you earn. Beware of an investment that looks too good to be true, because it probably is. Pretty simple, right? So why is it that so many of us can't seem to make those rules work for ourselves? Especially now. At no time in recent history has our collective financial health been more compromised. No matter what measure of disaster you pick, foreclosures, bankruptcies, consumer debt, unemployment, the past 2 years have set records. How many times in the last 18 months have you heard or read the phrase, "not since the Great Depression"? Even if your own finances are in order, the uncertainty wears on you. If you were worried about money before, the constant drumbeat of bad news has likely been enough to send your stress levels through the roof. More money, not necessarily the answer. But even though money is essential, the cruel irony is that more of it doesn't automatically solve our problems or relieve our stress. In fact, many studies have shown that at or above the average American's income, there's no predictable correlation between money and happiness. In his book, Stumbling into Happiness, psychologist Dr. Daniel Gilbert says, "Americans who earn $50,000 per year are much happier than those who earn $10,000 per year. But Americans who earn $5 million per year are not much happier than those who earn $100,000 per year." So if money is the biggest stressor in our lives, yet beyond the level of poverty, having more of it doesn't solve the problem, what is the solution? If we want to improve our psychological and financial health, the solution is not to focus on making more money, but instead on developing a better, healthier relationship with it. By facing and resolving the complicated emotions and unfinished business that underlie our financial stress, we can radically improve our current psychological and financial health and learn to better manage and cope with future stressful or traumatic experiences. Why is change so difficult? When we understand the changes we need to make and yet find ourselves unable to follow through on them, we often add self-abuse to the emotional baggage we're already carrying. And that often just adds to our stress. Why can't I stick to my budget? I'm such a weakling. I know I need to add more to my IRA, but I never do it. How can I be so stupid? And even if you don't say those things to yourself, you'll hear talk show hosts shouting them and worse at people just like you. Whether it comes from ourselves or others, a big dose of criticism just ends up making us feel worse and erodes our motivation to change. If I'm such a loser, why bother? The fact is, you are not stupid, crazy, or lazy. You are a highly evolved human being, behaving exactly like a person who has come from where you've come from, witnessed what you've witnessed, and experienced what you have experienced would likely behave. So we invite you to let go of the shame. And don't beat yourself up for having a hard time not beating yourself up either. You'll just put yourself into another shame spiral, and that won't help at all. What will help is getting to the real source of the problem. When you truly understand what has gotten you where you are, it all makes sense. There are deep-seated, complicated, and even adaptive reasons why changing your money behaviors is so difficult. Once you understand and accept those reasons, you can learn to overcome the roadblocks standing in your way.